And welcome to the Citrus Gridiron, your home for Central Florida High School football.
And welcome back, everybody. Happy Friday morning by the time you're listening to this. We're going to be uploading this very late Thursday night, and hopefully you're tuning in Friday morning and getting ready for some big games coming up. I know we got Sam here on the phone, and any particular game you're looking forward to this week?
This is kind of like the first week where there's like a few good matchups, I feel like. But one that really kind of stood out to me that I'm at least interested in seeing is, was it this week or next week where St. Cloud and Osceola play?
And then you got Boone and West Orange was one I think was this week as well. I thought that one was going to be good.
Yeah, and then obviously Jones and Edgewater.
Yeah,
they no play doubt. Saturday. So
yeah, that's a huge rivalry. I know Darion on our podcast said that's the game he's looking forward to the most. Lyman and Oviedo play each other. Deltona University. So, yeah, I mean, there's definitely some good ones. Yeah, that Osceola-St. Cloud one is this week. Definitely some good matchups to look out for there. And then Boone-West Orange, those are our two favorite uniforms facing each other.
I know. That's what I said, an all-uniform game.
Yeah, absolutely. And don't sleep on the talent there as well. I know West Orange definitely has some guys, and then Boone has a very explosive offense as well, which we will be kind of touching base on. But this podcast was just something quick we wanted to do, just a quick 30-minute podcast talking about some spotlight players, some guys that have caught our eye. You know, there's such a long list of guys, but these are just some of the guys we wanted to mention. I know you can't stop raving about the defensive line at Spruce Creek. Is there anyone you want to touch on there?
Yeah, I mean, let's talk on the, you know, there's three guys there that kind of really stand out on film, and it's really kind of crazy that they're all on the same defensive line at the high school level. I think they could very well be a college defensive line at one point.
They look like it.
No doubt. Chadwick Cannon, Derry Norris, and Freddie Wilson, all three big dudes that move really well.
Right.
Great use of hands, and, you know, they just have that build to them where they can line up inside or outside, and it's just all-around chaos when they're on the field together. It's really impressive what they do. Week in and week out, and, you know, and I certainly wouldn't want to be an OC trying to game plan against that front. So kudos to them.
I don't get how you do it. I mean, I've obviously watched all their tape, and I mean, each of their individual tape could honestly be tape for all three of them, because all three of them are in the backfield at the same time. It's like the gun goes off on a track meet. And, you know, they're lights out, getting to the quarterback, getting TFLs. Like you said, man, great use of hands, incredible frames. I mean, that is – can you imagine being their D-line coach? I want to get the D-line coach on the podcast.
Yeah, but I'd say probably one of the easiest jobs in Central Florida right now.
I mean, he's doing a great job. He's developing them, but, man, you got some crazy natural talent there as well. So, you know, they knew they were in for a great season. And then we have Bishop Moore, we wanted to talk about some guys. They have three guys that have really been standing out on offense. Obviously, Bjorn Jurgensen at quarterback is balling out. You know, he was a guy that was on our radar for a long, long time, and we've always been very impressed by him. And then he's throwing up the ball to Kenyon Austin, who got great length, great hands. He adjusts really well to the ball. And then I know there's that running back, kind of came out of nowhere, and right when we watched his tape, we said, wow, this guy's a dude, Amari Johnson. I know you liked his tape a lot. He runs downhill. He has great acceleration. I loved his body control. He has outstanding body control, great side-to-side movement, really fun kid to watch. Anything you want to add on the Bishop Moore guys?
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, Bishop Moore's always kind of been one of those top teams in the area for the last 2 years, and I know the quarterback there kind of sort of falls under the radar with all the other big name quarterbacks in the area, but man, he's a baller himself. So don't sleep on that Bishop Moore offense at all.
Yeah, man, they are really fun, really explosive. I know they went up to New York and played a game, and you know, they're facing a lot of top talent. I think they got St. Thomas coming to town, not too far down the line. So much talent there at Bishop Moore, and really excited to see how their season pans out and see how they can make a run in the playoff. Speaking of playoff, obviously an easy no-brainer state contender is Jones High School. We had Darion Coleman on the podcast a couple weeks ago. Great kid, Miami commit. He's doing everything that we knew he was doing. There's absolutely no surprise with Darion. Do you want to talk about that receiving core, though, a little bit?
I mean, another nightmare for defensive coordinator this time. I mean, two of the most electric receivers in the area.
Yeah.
Just absolute speed burners with crazy route running ability and, you know, just a really one of probably the best wide receiver duos in the state.
No doubt. No doubt.
And then you got a Miami commit throwing him the ball and, you know, credit to DC and, you know, everything he's able to do, you know, both in the pocket and, you know, out of the pocket and moving around. So,
right.
Yeah, that Jones offense is scary.
I know. We talked about it preseason a lot. Like, how there's no secondary that can guard these guys. If there is, it would be Okoye. I know we'll talk about them a little bit later. They got some great defensive backs, but Larry Miles and Vernell Brown lining up. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on, man. And then Jones, they got all athletes all around the field. Their offensive line is good this year. They are a serious state contender. So keep looking out for those guys. Larry Miles might be the most electric player in the area. We've talked about it last year, and we are still on that train because that guy is electric.
Yeah, no, that's the perfect way to describe him for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Another electric player out of Mount Dora, we got a Hurricane, Tymir Gaines. You can't stop raving about this guy. He has been balling out this year. His statistics are unbelievable. Transfer out of Eustis, I believe. He's over at Mount Dora just really killing it, man. He's got a great frame, outstanding acceleration, great balance. I would just call him a ball player all around.
Yeah, no, and I think he's a class of 26, if I'm not mistaken. Right, that sounds right, class of 26. And, I mean, he's just kind of an under the radar kid that I think is going to blow up. But he was at Eustis before, transferred to Mount Dora. You know, just great body control. I mean, all the running backs will touch on, you know, they're all kind of great in their own sense. And Tymir is definitely no exception. He kind of checks all the boxes for me as far as a super complete back. You know, they've got clips of him catching the ball out of the backfield and scoring. He's a do-it-all back. And, you know, he's really exciting to watch. And I know Mount Dora is certainly happy he transferred there.
Yeah, he's putting up a ton of points for Mount Dora. I know he has a majority of their touchdowns over there. And I'm excited to go watch him play live. I'm going to have to put Mount Dora on my calendar. But speaking of scoring points for Mount Dora, we actually have a special teams guy, special teams alert. We're going to shout out Caden McCoy. He's the kicker for Mount Dora, and he has been playing very well, putting up a lot of points. I know he's had a couple long field goals, and he has a high percentage on his extra points. I know we watched tape on him last year with kickoffs. He was nasty at the touchback, had a lot of touchbacks, so so we always like to include the special team guys on the podcast because I feel like they don't get a lot of love. But Caden McCoy, we see you, man.
Yeah, no, keep balling. And, you know, your team's definitely thankful you're there. And having a kicker on your side that you can rely on, super, super awesome to have, especially Absolutely. For a coaching standpoint because, you know, once you get to a certain point on the field, you know you're coming off the field with some points at any point in time.
And not many high schools can say they feel confident in a kicker, you know, to put three up on the board or even just make the extra point. So it's definitely nice. It helps a play caller a lot, you know, knowing like, all right, if we don't get this here, at least, you know, Caden can go ahead and get us three.
Right.
All right. Yeah. So we said we were going to talk about Boone. They have a super explosive offense this year. They are dangerous. I know you were just talking about Daniel Smith at running back not too long ago. What do you have to say about Smith?
I mean, kind of, like I was saying with Tymir and all them is they're all kind of all check the boxes. But, you know, something that really stands out with Daniel Smith is how aggressive he runs the football.
Yeah.
I think he runs mean. And, you know, it's something that is kind of a slept on characteristic with running backs. You know, everyone looks for the speed and, you know, how good are they in open field and making cuts, but it's an underrated characteristic to me. And I think, you know, he runs the ball super hard and mean is how I describe it. And I'm super impressed with what he's got going on there and excited to see what he does the rest of the season.
I agree, man. He's a scary running back. Man, he's like a bowling ball. You know, you got defenders bouncing off him. Very good yards after contact. You know, that first initial contact, they're usually not going to bring him down right away. So, Daniel Smith, man, keep balling out. And then this guy's a no-brainer. We've talked about him before. Isaiah Mizell, just, I mean, I can't even put it into words, man. This guy's got it all. He's got elite speed, outstanding length. He's an incredible athlete. Amazing radius. His hands are very, very good. He's a great route runner. I mean, obviously, he's a power four kid, no doubt about it. He's got the offers to prove it. He's got the bloodline, a great family bloodline of football. I think his brother just had his first career college touchdown, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he caught a ball from Lagway. Lagway ended up playing to Florida last weekend.
Yeah.
His brother ended up scoring, which is awesome to see. I know that was a proud brother moment for him, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I know, Mizell, man, this kid is—he's just a freaking cheat code.
Yeah, no doubt.
Over at Boone, so I know that quarterback play, having Mizell at receiver and then Daniel Smith with you in the backfield, that's got to make your life a lot easier as a quarterback, having those two weapons.
Yeah, absolutely. It takes a lot off your plate for sure.
Yeah. 100%. And then we got the Swiss Army knife, Samaj Fleming out of Edgewater. I texted you. I actually went and saw Edgewater versus First Academy live. And I think the one thing that stood out, that one thing that I told you, is Samaj Fleming. This kid is the real deal. He's a highlight reel. We've always, you know, had him on our radar. We've talked about him before. But, man, see him in person. I think I've seen him 4 or 5 times in person, and he never disappoints, man. He is just so crisp with the ball in his hands. He sees the field so well. Acceleration is phenomenal. Every bit of a Boston College player, man. I'm so excited to see him at Boston College. I think that's an outstanding fit for him. What about you?
No, I agree, and I think, you know, the coaches up there at Boston College are getting a guy that's going to be able to, you know, plug and play just about anywhere on the offense.
Right.
So, I mean, just a dynamic player, and, you know, speaks to, you know, the hard work he's put in over the years. And, yeah, I'm super excited to watch him at the next level and obviously the rest of the year too. But, yeah, he's a baller for sure.
He is. Yeah, we want to get him on the podcast. He's just, you know, just a guy that we've always been excited to see play and see his success on and off the field. It's funny because he actually, you know, Zay Flowers, Boston College, yep. One of the better Boston College alum of the recent days, and he's playing really well at the next level. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he had that type of role at Boston College.
Yeah, no, absolutely. They're very similar kind of gadget guys. And,
right. 100%. So. I agree. This is another guy we've talked about, Dr. Phillips. They have athletes every single year. Kai Wright. One of the better defensive backs in the area. He's an aggressive kid. He takes really good angles. I actually saw he just had the game-winning interception against Apopka. I know there's a lot of beef going on in that game, so that had to feel great to kind of get that game-winning interception. Man, I know you liked him a lot last year, and we talked about him a lot last year, and now I've seen some tape of him this year, and it doesn't disappoint.
No, not at all. And, you know, Dr. Phillips has always been a powerhouse in Central Florida, and he's kind of just, you know, the next guy up for them, I feel like.
Yeah.
You know, with Ha-Ha Clinton Dix coming out, you know, a while back, you know, just another great defensive back out of Dr. Phillips for me.
I agree, man. Just having the guys like that, the alum, you know, like Clinton Dix, and, you know, people come in and out of Dr. Phillips, and you have very high expectations especially as a defensive back at Dr. Phillips, and Wright is not disappointing. Really excited to see him in his season. I just love the angles he takes. He's an aggressive guy. He's a good open field tackler. Really exciting player to watch. Good ball skills. He's got it all, man. He's a great package. So whatever college. Yeah, okay. What was that?
I was going to say, he's definitely a complete player already. And
yeah.
I'm excited to see him continue this year in the college level 100%. Too.
There is a lot of college-ready guys here in Central Florida. I expect to see a lot of these guys on this list playing as true freshmen.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Yeah, one of those guys obviously could be Noah Grubbs out of Lake Mary. This guy is a competitor. I mean, there's not much more we can say. Everyone knows who he is. he puts on every day. I mean, Lake Mary has a nationally ranked schedule. They've played some of the hardest teams in the country, and they're just competing. I know they lost to Lakeland, I believe, by 1 point in overtime. They beat Cardinal Gibbons, who is obviously a powerhouse each year. And every single game, there's a common factor, and that's Noah Grubbs is putting the ball where it needs to be. He's making plays. He's good in crunch time. I mean, what do you not like about this kid, you know?
Right, and it's another thing that we always mention, and, you know, it's cool to see that these coaches at Lake Mary are testing their guys early, and, you know, it's good to show on tape as a recruiting standpoint. You know, you're going against some of the best talent in the country.
Right.
You know, so some of these other guys, like Isaiah Thomas, the running back, all these other guys are getting such good film, just going against these better opponents and still showing that, you know, their skill set and their ability to do amazing things on the field against this higher level of competition. So,
absolutely. Can't agree more. And Grubbs, man, putting together a great year. Keep doing what you're doing, man. And then rivals of Lake Mary, obviously we got to talk about Seminole. Any specific guys you want to talk about over at Seminole?
Yeah, we'll start with on the offensive side of the ball, Kamani Robinson. Dude, I mean, I can't get enough of him. Great frame for a running back. He's quick. He's got good balance and vision. And there's a couple tapes against him, and I think it was at the Lyman game, where he can block now too.
Yeah.
He's a player. So, I mean, I think he's a, you know, Division I running back, and I think he's got the offers already, but I think, you know, as the season goes on, and he's a class of 25, I believe, so it'll be interesting to see where he ends up going, and but, you know, wherever he does end up going, they're going to get a complete back, and, you know, he's a super fun player to watch in the area.
Yeah, I can't agree more. He's a super agile kid, super explosive, just outstanding acceleration. And obviously he's got a great offensive line blocking for him with Max Buchanan and the rest of the Noles. Just a great balanced offense there. But let's talk a little bit about the defense, man. I feel like Seminole's got such a fun, explosive offense, but every now and then we forget about that defense. Javon Peterson is putting up great numbers, man, against Lyman. I think it said he had 5 sacks. Against Lyman. He had a forced fumble recovery. Man, this guy's all over the field. I've seen him play live, obviously, and he's just like that high motor team player guy. Like, he's going to go and he can change the momentum just like that. He's that type of player, and that's the guy you want on your defense.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's great at setting the edge. Like, I watch a lot of these kids, you know, they get on that edge and, you know, they break that containment and stuff goes bad, but this kid just sets it and you can tell he's really gap sound, and, you know, he's a great – I think he's very well coached over at Seminole, too. So,
100%, yeah.
I mean, just a great player, and, you know, I think he bends well, too, for his size.
Absolutely.
So I think, you know, the sky's the limit for him.
Absolutely. Can't agree more. Another guy we want to talk about on that Noles defense is Jack Gable, man. I know we actually have not mentioned him on the podcast, but I've got the time to watch his tape, and I was not disappointed. This kid can hit, man. He's a hard hitter, aggressive type kid.
Oh.
Breaks on the ball well, takes good angles. What else can you say about him?
I was going to say he's super rangy.
Yeah.
And then he's just so physical. Like, all his tackles, he looks like he wants to hurt you.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, obviously you want out of your linebacker. 100%. And, you know,
100%.
Between him and Pritchard, Seminole's got some good linebackers out there.
Yeah, man, that's not a defense to mess with. I'm really happy watching Jack and the rest of his season play out. And then, obviously, we have a powerhouse in Central Florida, a more recent powerhouse in the First Academy. Speaking of great linebacker play, we have Aiden Hall. I'm going to say it here. I'm probably not the first. I don't think this is really a hot take, but I think he's one of the best linebackers in the area.
He's a
patient kid. He reads the offense well. You can tell he has that really high football IQ, and he just sits there and he watches a play develop and he knows where to be. He takes great angles. Another aggressive kid. He's committed to UTSA, which is an awesome school, awesome fit for him. But man, I mean, there's so much you can say about him. He's got the frame. He looks college ready, long, lengthy kid, good frame. Like I said, he's, I mean, that old defense is just outstanding. Like I said, I got to see them play against Edgewater. I'm like, holy smokes, these are some of the most, you know, college-ready kids. This is First Academy is slowly turning into that kind of like St. Thomas feel, but for Central Florida.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And, you know, watching Aiden's film and, you know, through the first couple of games this year, you can really tell, like, this dude is college-ready. And watching him run is just crazy. That his size, he moves so well and can really sift through the blockers and fill holes. And, you know, he's a complete linebacker. He can go sideline to sideline and chase down running backs and quarterbacks. So, yeah, I'm excited to see him.
Absolutely. And then we got Demetrius McCray. Again, another guy that looks like he's ready to suit up and play college football tomorrow. This kid, he's put up huge numbers, probably one of the most statistical monsters in the area. He's got a great frame, elite athlete. I'll use the word elite for McCray. He's just great all around. Got to see him play in person. Super electric kid. I mean, he's always ready. I think he was like always bouncing. He's like one of those guys that's always bouncing in the huddle. Like he's just ready to go. He's ready for the next play, ready to go make a play. He's an all-around guy, Swiss Army knife. He can do it all. You can put him at any position. He can play running back, receiver, DB. He's just one of those guys that can do it all.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we watched him at when he was at Leesburg. And he popped on film then too. And, you know, nothing skipped a beat since he's transferred. So
absolutely.
He's got a cool nickname too. I think he goes by Meat.
Yeah, I like that.
Which Meat, is a pretty cool nickname.
It is. Meat is a he's a big Louisville target right now, if I'm not mistaken. I think Louisville is targeting him hard, which I think that's the perfect fit for him. I don't know.
Yeah, that'd be a pretty cool spot. Like all the other great receivers that have came through Louisville, Devontae Parker and stuff like that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And then there's a guy obviously that's throwing on the ball, and that's Solomon George's. He is the quarterback over there. He's got a good zip on his ball, man. He can throw on the run. He's a good athlete all around. Climbs the pocket well. I really have enjoyed watching him play this year. I think he's an underrated prospect in the area. I think that he puts his team on his back when he needs to. He's made really big key plays. He's a clutch player. And, I mean, he has so much talent around him, but at the end of the day, he's the guy that has to make the play, and he's doing it.
Yeah, no, you can definitely see his leadership through the tape, and, you know, you can really just watch him, you know, control that offense, because it is tough when you do have a lot of players to kind of keep everybody on the same, you know, path, and a lot of times you get stuff, and, you know, I'm not saying that this is how they are, but, you know, you get a lot of these big-time guys on one team, and they start getting in their feelings about not getting the ball and stuff
the
like
ball.
That. Yeah, so, I mean, I think he's doing a great job, and, you know, he's got a great offensive line, too, which obviously helps him out a lot. I know you, when you went to that game against Edgewater, you're like, wow, they are even bigger in person.
Yeah, 100%.
So, shout-out to their offensive line as well. You know, I always have to shout-out the linemen, so.
Yeah, no doubt. Really, really was impressed with the quarterback play at First Academy, man. He's got an arm on him, man. Don't sleep on him. I know we wanted to talk about Akoi. Their defensive backcourt is ridiculous, but I think first we have to start out with the guy, Michael McClinton, man. Michael McClinton, that linebacker. I don't know how he does it. I'm pretty sure I said last year, I don't know how he could get better. I don't know how his tape can look better because this guy averages like 25 tackles a game.
Yeah.
I don't know how it can
video
get better.
Game numbers.
But it gets better, man. I don't know if you've watched his most recent tape, but man, this kid is a dog, dude. He is such a monster. Like he's one of those people that, like you said, I can't remember which player you said about earlier, but you said they want to hurt somebody. Michael wants to kill somebody on that field, man.
Yeah.
He is cold hearted on the field, highest motor in the area, hands down. If you ask me, he's just not a kid you want to line up against.
No, and he's a football player through and through, like. You know, and definitely someone if I was a college coach, like there's no way you could watch that film and not be like, all right, let's go ahead and offer him.
Right.
In my opinion. But, you know, obviously there's other things involved, but what a stud he is, and, you know, credit to him for that.
For sure. Yeah. And I know that Akoi DB core, we were doing rankings earlier in the year. We didn't put anything out, but we gave Akoi's DBs the, award for the best DBs in the area. I mean, all around. Obviously, Josh is right now an early favorite of mine as far as just all-around player, just most valuable type player to a team. He's outstanding on both sides of the ball. He's an Iron Man type player. And then I know there's some other DBs over at Ocoee that are just Division I guys.
Yeah, Kims Pierre and some of the other guys are just, you know, absolute studs. But I think, you know, kind of with George's over at Burke Academy, kind of all goes through Josh. And Josh kind of, I feel like, is that leader on that defense. And,
right.
They all kind of feed off of each other through that energy that Josh brings. Yeah,
I mean, Josh going to Pitt, he's a kid that, I mean, who knows, dude. I'm sure they're recruiting him as a DB, but you see his tape at receiver, too, and he has one of the meanest releases in the area. Such an awesome
He's gross.
Player. Yeah, he is. He's gross. That's the way to describe it. He's just an outstanding player all around. Another guy we want to get on the podcast. And then we can go over to Hagerty. They are home to Porter Williams. Porter Williams at running back, really, really taking a lot of people by surprise. He's got a great frame, fast kid, very good athlete, hard kid to tackle, man. He's got great vision, high football IQ. Love watching him play.
Yeah, and I think you showed me him at the beginning of the season because I hadn't heard of him, but, you know, watching his tape, you're like, wow, how have I not heard of him? So definitely doing something right over there.
Yeah, he's well coached. I'm familiar with Hagerty football's coaching staff, and I know that he's in good hands there. And man, he is just so fun to watch. And they got guys there too. They got a player at quarterback, some solid receivers over there, and Porter Williams. Man, he's really putting the team on his back, and really fun, impressive kid to watch over there. Someone else I wanted to talk about at receiver is Frank Hicks out of Mount Dora Christian. I'm not sure how familiar you are with him. We actually haven't talked about him together in person. This kid's putting up great numbers. He is really, really lengthy kid, high motor kid, great release, good route running ability, incredible radius, man. I think he has one of the best catch radius in the area. Really fun kid to watch out of Mount Dora Christian. And then let's see, who else? I know you wanted to talk about another receiver slash athlete over at St. Cloud.
Yeah, Alex Springs, another one of those guys that popped into our radar, you know, just this year. But, wow, is that kid a freak athlete.
Yeah, stats machine again.
So, you know, credit to him and that St. Cloud team. And, you know, that's why I said it would be interesting to watch him against Osceola this week. And Alex Springs has definitely popped onto our radar. And can't get enough of watching his tape when he posts it every week. So.
Yeah, I'm very interested to see how Springs does against that Osceola defense. We know that defense is lethal. And then we got one more guy we're going to give a shout-out to, a freshman. We don't talk about a lot of freshmen on this podcast, but Taj Moore out of DeLand, TJ Moore's little brother, so, you know, great bloodline there. Taj Moore, man, he is killing it.
The real deal.
He absolutely is. He already looks like a seasoned high school football player. I mean, this kid looks like he's on his third, fourth year, but this kid is a freshman. I feel like people that maybe have never suited up don't realize, like, as a freshman, how difficult it is to even play in a varsity game. Moore is not only playing, he's dominating.
No, he's for some weird reason, I feel like he's a mix between Javon and TJ.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, I don't know. Like, the kid got it all. And, you know, obviously the strong bloodline and getting coached well over there at DeLand with Darlington and that whole staff. So, I'm excited to watch him. And like I said, we've got three more years of him. So it's exciting to watch and see a freshman really, you know, putting up these numbers and, you know, being this good so early on in their playing career.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, the class of 27, class of 26, a lot of these younger guys right now are really bright future here in Central Florida. A lot of the skill guys are really impressing us so far, and I know a lot of those big men will definitely come out as well and definitely impress us. But that is actually perfect 30-minute mark. That was awesome how we timed that up. We just want to thank everyone for listening. If you don't already, follow us on Instagram, Citrus Gridiron. And we also are on Twitter at Citrus Gridiron. You can listen to us on Apple, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast.
Yeah. And then we'll see you guys next time.
See you next time.